It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Whiskey River, it is. Willie Nelson on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Good morning. It's Two Old Men, a dog, a morning show. And we got Miss Melissa with us today.
What's your last name?
Off the Mall.
Oh. Melissa.
Melissa from Bloom Medicinals.
Yeah, from Bloom Medicinals here in Texarkana. All right. We had somebody on way back when when you were about to open, I think. But
that was the AR Cannabis Clinic.
Somebody.
I
couldn't remember who it was. But anyway, it had to do with the cannabis. But
he was the one writing the
Bloom Medicinals is now open. You've been open since January. Where are you located at?
We are located at 410 Realtor Avenue.
All right. Texarkana, Arkansas.
That's the one that used to be Vincent's.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
For those that don't know, what is Bloom Medicinals and what do you do?
We are a family-owned medical cannabis company. It is our goal to provide patient compassionate care and get patients the medical treatment that they need.
All right. Of course, for those that don't know the history, Arkansas legislature way back, and I think it was 2016, actually passed the bill or whatever that allowed for the medical cannabis to help out people who need pain relief and to get away from the oxycodones and all that kind of stuff. What do they call it? The opioids.
Opiates.
Yeah, opiates and opioids to get away from that and to get into something that can give them some real relief. And you know, it took a while with the legislature and everything to get everything going, but finally it is going. You guys opened in January. Have you seen a slow increase in the people coming in?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, this past month, we've actually doubled.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. So people are actually understanding it and coming in and getting it. What are some of the conditions that you don't have to name them all, but some of the conditions that are high at the top of the list that people come in for this?
Okay. So there's currently about 18 different qualifying conditions for medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like intractable pain, PTSD, cancer, severe arthritis.
I bet a lot of people with severe arthritis.
Yes.
Elderly people have a lot of issues with joint pain, arthritis, mm-hmm. All kinds of things. They can't. They're too old, I'm sorry, but too old to have surgery sometimes, but they're in intense pain.
Yes. Also, medical cannabis is very helpful with digestive issues.
Okay.
And a lot of people, you know, the way they eat, it'll affect appetite, so it helps that.
All right, so you said that when they come in, they get a certain amount, and then they get to come back in a couple of weeks.
Well, the state of Arkansas allows 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks.
Okay, so, every 2 weeks. So you're seeing a lot of people happily coming in and saying, I'm getting relief?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's the main goal of this, is somebody go, hey, this is really working.
Yes. Now, you would expect, I would think that, you know, the younger people would be out to get the medicinal cannabis. But you said on our video earlier that the older demographic is really seeing the benefits.
Yes, absolutely. The older population come in and bless their hearts, some of them have never even used medical cannabis, you know, or cannabis in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come in and from ground zero, they're at their wits' end. They just want some relief. And so for me to be able to help them pick that product and get them started and then they come back and give me the results.
You know, and those that have been in pain for years like that, I mean, they've tried acupuncture, they've tried massage, they've tried drugs.
Yeah, they've been put on the opioid,
Or pain, some sort of pain, and it's just not working for them. But they're coming in and saying that they're seeing relief they haven't seen
in years.
Now, what you said when we were doing the Facebook, there's a lot of different methods for getting the relief as far as vaping type things. Tell us about that.
Yes, we currently offer flower, cartridges, tinctures, edibles, topicals. There's a wide variety of you know, products to choose from.
So whatever you're comfortable with doing and whatever yes. is easier for you or would work. I would think that elderly would like the edibles, but I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Really? What do you mean?
Well, I'm surprised quite often.
You would be surprised. I mean,
yeah. What do you mean by surprised? What?
Well, some will come in and, you know, honey, I've been smoking for years. And so they'll go with a vape or a flower, and the flower is vaporized through our equipment that we have. You can purchase one of those.
Can you stay around a minute? And because I want to ask you a few more questions before you get up out of here. I know you're busy and getting busier and with everybody anxious with everything else going on.
Well, thank goodness this is something other than coronavirus.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So hold on. We'll be right back. We got Miss Melissa Othamal. With us.
Kind of sounds like Off the Wall.
There you go.
From Bloom Medicinals.
Okay.
All right. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Back with Miss Melissa from Bloom Medicinals. Now, we've been talking about, of course, medicinal cannabis and how this is working. What methods of administration are patients allowed to purchase? I mean, we were talking about the flowers and it had to be vaped.
Mm-hmm.
Or something a while ago, and they're allowed to buy all of that you listed off?
Yes, absolutely. When they come in with their allotment, they get to choose how they want it broken down.
All right, so, and you said something about 2.5 ounces.
Every 2 weeks.
Now, would that be, they have to take like, if they took it all in topicals, or can that be broken into different methods?
It can absolutely be broken into different methods.
So they could get
a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
The salve that, you know, for arthritis and what have you, or edibles to maybe help with insomnia.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Hey,
absolutely.
I am learning stuff today.
I know. I didn't know none of this. So
that's right.
Good.
Now, what's the process though? For somebody, got to be an Arkansas resident. We know that.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So what, if they're an Arkansas resident and they've got one of these conditions that is on there, what do they do? What's the first thing they do?
Okay, the first thing that they're going to do is get with their medical doctor and see if he would agree to sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a form saying that the doctor agrees that they could benefit from medical cannabis, that they have one of the 18 qualifying conditions. And once their doctor agrees to that, then they go online to arkansashealth.gov and print out the application. That is a $50 application fee.
One-time fee?
It's a one-time fee, okay. And they send it in to the state, and then the state approves it and sends them a card. Mm-hmm. And once they receive that card, they come see me.
Come see you.
Usually, how long does that process take on average?
I've seen them get it within 3 days.
Okay.
Good. So it's not very lengthy at all.
Okay. Now, but it's still not covered under insurance.
No, unfortunately, it's not.
They need to get to that. If the insurance covers opioids and all that other junk.
Eventually, I see them getting on board, not at this time.
Yeah.
Eventually. Hopefully, it won't take too long.
So, but very good. Now, there's all this this other stuff around getting the card. You're saying that they should they go to their primary care physician or one of these other clinics that are set up for this type program?
Either. They can get it from any doctor. Actually.
Right, in Arkansas, licensed in Arkansas. Yeah.
If the doctor is willing to.
Yeah.
So it's just depending on whether or not that doctor is on board.
Okay.
Mm. All right.
Now, there are other cannabis clinics set up. And it's, you know, just a matter of getting an appointment, and you can take your medical records to them. They review them and will, you know, sign off then.
If you're in pain and you've been dealing with pain for a long, you know, this is not much to go through to find some relief.
Sounds like it's very little to go through to get. If you're in pain, and we're talking about real constant pain, go through that wall over there to find relief, right?
Yeah, it's worth it for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the success stories are unreal.
Are you having a lot of trouble? You mentioned something about if the doctor will do it. Has there been a lot of pull back on it? Had been a lot of problem with doctors not signing off on this?
Well, you know, this is brand new.
Yeah.
It's brand new for all of us. And doctors are still, you know, waiting to see how it goes, testing the waters. And, you know, that DEA number that they have is a federal number. And the medical cannabis program is not federally legal. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for the doctors. They're still in limbo about it.
Right. Hey, I got another question. You see, like at Walmart, they've got some CBD stuff derived from hemp. What's the difference in what in like the CBD that you get from just any old store on Texas side compared to one of the dispensaries?
Okay, so all of our products, including CBD, are grown right here in the state of Arkansas at an approved cultivation facility, and then it's sent out to be independently tested for effectiveness. Like, you're not going to get those same results from over-the-counter CBD.
Right, right. So. Okay. Well, very good. Hey, Ms. Melissa, we sure appreciate you coming by here. Did we miss anything you want to add?
If anyone has any questions, they can come up to our facility, come into the dispensary, and we will walk you through what you need to do step by step. You can call us at 501-263-8852. Email us
501.
At 263-8852.
Okay.
And then you got the website and Facebook.
Yes. Hey. Or you can email us at information@bloomarkansas.com.
Bloomarkansas.com is the website.
Yep, bloomarkansas.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Miss Melissa. We'll be by there here shortly.
I'm glad you're getting some relief to some people that need it.
No kidding. It's long overdue in our opinion. Yep. But good job. Thanks for coming up here.
Thank you.
Next time, bring samples.
She can't do that.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.